you can actually make an argument that it's the most important skill for any parent, to make good decisions. And a key thing to never forget is that decisions create confidence. That term decision is important.
Want to truly be the best parent you can be and help your child thrive after their autism diagnosis? This podcast is for all in parents like you who know more is possible for your child.
With each episode, we reveal a secret that empowers you to be the parent your child needs now, saving you time, energy, and money, and helping you focus on what truly matters most, your child.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Len.
Welcome to Autism Parenting Secrets.
Welcome, everyone, to Autism Parenting Secrets. It's Len. And today, decision-making is the topic. And to cut right to the chase, the secret for today is that confident decisions require 5 steps. And those steps are key, and they were not known to me early on. So I'm excited to share this very important and very much ignored aspect of how parents are navigating the journey to support their child with a diagnosis like autism, or really any parent, because making decisions, that is what we do as parents each and every day. So many decisions, you know, large and small, and decision fatigue is a thing, and it can really set in. It can be overwhelming, because even before us parents had kids, you know, before then, we had to make decisions for ourselves, only ourselves. And even that felt hard many times. But once you have a child, or if you have children, it's exponential. So decision making is a really important aspect of how parenting happens. And it's really a skill. And it's a skill that some struggle with, and others maybe make it look more effortless. But it can definitely be a struggle for many of us, and I definitely put myself in that category. At the end of the day, though, you can actually make an argument that it's the most important skill for any parent, to make good decisions. And a key thing to never forget is that decisions create confidence. That term decision is important. So maybe looking at it from the standpoint of a parent making decisions versus making choices. They're not the same thing. A choice is choosing an option, choosing one of maybe a couple or a handful of options. So making a choice is different than deciding. Decision, there's a finality. When you decide something, you cut off all the other possibilities. So as you're navigating, thinking about things where some matters are important enough that a clear decision is what's needed. So make sure you're making decisions as opposed to just making a choice, and understand that difference. As an aside, though, if you're blindly following or doing, you know, something that's being recommended, or that a practitioner is recommending, blindly following anyone's guidance is never a power move. Because if you're blindly following, there's a lack of ownership. Complying with what someone's recommending, that's not a decision. It's more of an abdication. And you can look at it where if you blindly follow someone's instructions, you're really willfully giving up your power. And you can do that, but know that you can never delegate your responsibility for making good choices for your child. So get the advice, surround yourself with wonderful partners and advisors, but never do anything blindly, never do anything without understanding the why, the particulars. It really has to come down to you making a decision and making the best one you can based on what you have available to you at the time. So just, you're going for clear ownership. And thinking about it from a CEO perspective, I know Cass, she likes using that analogy, and I think it's a great one. Chief executive officer, the buck stops with you. You don't know everything. You have not, as a CEO, done every job in the company. You are not an expert in every area, but you are the one who gets to choose who plays those advisory roles, those supporting roles, and it's your job to weigh in all the information, to take in all the suggestions and the advice and recommendations, and making an executive decision. So that's the topic this week, and this is just incredibly important because right now, if the journey to support your child is feeling hard, feeling challenging, feeling exhausting, perhaps you're overwhelmed, perhaps there's a lot of confusion as to what's the best way of supporting your child, or perhaps you're even in a really solid place right now, but your confidence isn't really where you want it to be. Confidence relies on several things. It requires on you understanding what your options are and knowing the pros and cons and deeply knowing why you are making the decision you're making. And the reason sometimes people don't have confidence is that they can't confide in themselves. They don't trust themselves. And other than the fact that I know going into my journey to support my son with my wife, I didn't trust myself because I didn't know autism. I wasn't an expert. But there was another deeper reason why I know I didn't fully trust myself. And that's because I couldn't really confide in myself. And the reason why is that in the past, I had broken promises to myself. I've broken my word to myself a lot of times in the past on different things. And ultimately, I came to where I couldn't truly believe what I was saying. So I was kind of calling bullshit on myself. So if you think about it from this vantage point, every time you let yourself off the hook over some promise that you've made to yourself, for yourself, every time you do that, you're basically creating this lack of trust that you'll do what needs to be done. So the overall opportunity here is that when you learn to make decisions and to keep these promises you're making to yourself, that's when you truly begin to trust yourself. And I'm saying this because this was also relevant for myself. And I'm putting it out there for you to consider, to what degree does this ring true for you? Because you will gain the confidence to go out there and do what's required for yourself and your child, even if it's unpopular, even if it's inconvenient. As you do that more and more, your confidence will naturally grow. So the five steps that I alluded to earlier, these five steps ultimately bring you to a position where you approve each and every decision that is made. So what does it mean to approve? Because this came up with some amazing clients that that Cass and I are honored to serve. And this whole idea of deciding came up. And that's where I shared this five-step process with them. And it's simple, but it's powerful. First step. Understanding the reason why this decision is appropriate, the big why, how is it relevant? You have to know why you're making this decision. This may sound super obvious, but I was amazed how many times I was making decisions without a real clear understanding of the why, whether it was a therapy, a medication, a supplement, anything, any intervention, any different way, education, schooling, it's endless where your parents are making decisions. So getting super intentional and clear on why, what is the reason why, don't skip that first step. You have to know how this fits in, why this decision is a better fit. So the reason why is really important. So after you have some clarity on that. It can't be a vague idea. You need to have some clear sense of the why. Then the second question is really knowing whether what you're deciding is addressing a symptom or a root cause. And sometimes perhaps it can address both. And if it's addressing a root cause, which is where you want to get to more and more, how is it addressing the root cause? So understanding whether you're addressing a symptom or a root cause is a very useful thing to understand. You can absolutely address both. And with autism, if there's behaviors, challenging behaviors, of course, you want those to stop. But the behaviors aren't a root cause. The behaviors are just a symptom of some underlying cause. Perhaps it's something physical, perhaps it's genetic, perhaps it's environmental. It can run a number, there are a number of categories. But the key is to get better and better at knowing whatever you're doing, is it addressing that symptom or a root cause? And just knowing that truly helps. Over time, the more you can focus on the root cause of anything helps ensure that you get more lasting change, positive change, and you'll get faster results. So that's the second step, knowing what is it addressing, a symptom or a root cause. Third is whatever the answer to the first two are, now in step three, you're basically looking at the benefits. If I make this decision, what positive benefits, results am I trusting will happen if I make this decision? Think about all the positives and whether they're immediate benefits or longer term benefits, and just list them, giving more weight ultimately to long term, to the long term process. Sometimes we get really caught up in wanting immediate results. Sure, consider the immediate short term, but think about the long term benefits as well. So that's number three, getting much more clarity on those potential benefits. If you can quantify any of this, do it. It's really hard sometimes to quantify, but as you're thinking of it, try to get a sense of the magnitude. And then step four is now the same thing, only looking at the, instead of the potential benefits, what are the costs or the consequences or the risks? What's the downside that could happen? And again, think about it from an immediate short-term perspective and long-term perspective. And again, here, you're going to want to give more weight to this list of costs or consequences. Give more weight to long-term. Look at this as something that you're really trying to have the vantage point of long-term. How is this going to play out? So with having the benefits and the consequences, then it's just a simple comparison. And that's step number five. You basically look at those two lists and ask yourself, does step three, the potential benefits, exceed step four, the potential costs and consequences? When you look at those two lists, does one outweigh the other? And it may be challenging, but if you really deliberately go through this and you look at that list, and especially if you're focusing and giving more weight to those long-term benefits and costs, which one is the clear winner? When I find when I do this, more often than not, maybe 70% of the time, there's a clear winner. And it's sometimes not what I thought it was going to be. It is possible that you do all this and the benefits are about the same as the costs. And that can happen, but it still doesn't mean that this process, even if it only works half the time, it's well worth going through this. So keep that sequence in mind. It's simple, but it is very powerful. Step one, understand the reason why clearly. Step two, know whether it's addressing a symptom or a root cause and focus more and try to shift more to a root cause approach wherever you can. Step three, list the potential benefits. Try to quantify them, immediate and longer term, and give more weight to the long term. And the same thing with step four, with the potential costs and consequences and risks. And see if, when you compare those two, is there a clear winner? So again, there may be some guessing, and that's okay. Even wild-ass guesses are fine when you're quantifying the pros and cons. Precision truly isn't important. It's this process of focus and reflection that is the biggest gift for you to do this on behalf of your child, because nobody has a better perspective. Nobody has more data, more insights, and you absolutely are in the best position to make this decision for your child. So again, more often than not, there's going to be a clear decision if you follow this process, and you'll have a clarity that really was not there when you started. So just keep in mind, you are the decision maker, perhaps by yourself or perhaps in partnership with your spouse or partner. So as a decision maker in chief, do it well and just get better, intentionally work at this and get better and better. You will get better over time, no question. If you take ownership and ensure that you're deciding, making clear, confident decisions, that's the game. Because on every one of these decisions, your approval is required. Your child wouldn't want it any other way.
Want to discover your top autism parenting blind spot? Take our free quiz today. Go to allinparent.com/go.